Today. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy down in my heart. Today.
Amen. If there's any place you're going to have joy, got to be down in your heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And you can have it. Amen. That's what God gives us. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, hallelujah, to another exciting training day. Amen. This is a day the Lord has made. And amen. I ain't going to let it get away. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, because, amen, some folk went to heaven, some folk, well, what the hell, but, amen, we still here, and we know, amen, I don't know about you, but I've chosen to go to heaven, so, amen, I got a lot to rejoice for, I thank God, amen, hallelujah, he's been blessing mightily, amen, hallelujah, you know, and I like being in this situation, I'm in a win-win, as long as I'm alive, I'm blessed. And even if I die, I'm blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, you can't lose with the God I use. Hallelujah. But amen. Living out of the Christ who is the head of my life. Amen. The Lord God Jehovah. Amen. The blessed Holy Ghost. Amen. Pastor Gerald O'Rall. Amen. Known as Pastor O. Amen. My producer and his lovely wife, Sheila. Amen. And all the saints and friends that run up for Christ, Word of Faith, Great Faith. Amen. Salvation Temple. All those that are listening, I say praise the Lord, and I thank God for each and every one of you. If I didn't call you, it ain't that I don't love you, because you know I do. Amen. Today we're going to conclude the series in the last days. And see, understand, this is not my specialty, okay? You do this, you do what God tell you. Ask God, what do you want me to say? And this is what he wanted me to say. So, amen, this is going to reach some people that he want to reach. It may just be one person. I don't know. But, amen, that's the direction. And I'm going to tell you, I've been a Christian for 45 years. And I've been hearing about the last days almost since then. But at the same time, I also knew that there was, amen, God left us specific markers to let us know. This is what I'm trying to highlight, is that these things are manifesting now that haven't manifested before. Okay? And that's the the thing that I know a lot of young folk don't know that, because they coming into a different world than what I came into. The world I came into, cars had stick shifts and roll up windows and no air conditioning. They come into a world where every car you buy got everything: power steering, power wheels, power seats, windows, cruise control, tilt steering wheel. That's standard in a car. They used to only be in Cadillacs only. But amen. So this is to help them catch up to where we are. And young folk, don't be disappointed the fact that, amen, you're not going to have to go through a long, hard life like we did. You know, I had somebody tell me they way too happy about this. Listen, believe me, if I could have been born in this time, I'd have been trying to get it to go faster. Man, listen, you're talking, we're going to get to the end here, and you got to imagine what's coming. This is nothing. Nothing you can do here will be as good as what's going to come. No experience you have here. None. I don't care if you're the richest person on the planet, can go everywhere, do everything you want. It's nothing compared to what's coming. The word says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God have for those that love him. And same thing apply for those that don't. Sad, but it is what it is. Amen. Let's go before the throne. Gracious, blessed, loving, caring, Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We do bless you. We do love you. We give you all honor and glory. We thank you for this marvelous opportunity, this privilege to come before your throne. Humbly, we thank you, Lord. Right now, we ask that you bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We ask that you bless the eyes of our understanding more, that we will better understand what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you already have in the saints, the great and exceeding power you've made available to those that will submit and obey you. Father God, right now we're asking that you bless us more with the knowledge of your will, continuing to strengthen us to carry it out so we'll be fruitful, amen, in every good work approved of by you. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father God, right now I ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people and even my own. We want it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So I just want to read a little bit of scripture here back. Well, I'm going to read more than a little scripture, but we started this out with the disciples asking about coming. And that was a legitimate question, even though they were 2,000 years away, because they had been hearing this, like we've been hearing this all their lives, that the Messiah was coming, that the world was going to be what everybody imagined it to be, a place of peace and rest and love and happiness and no sickness and disease. And, you know, life challenges could make you wonder if that's so. See, again, if you're following Training Day, you learn or will learn the reason that we go through this process. One is so that we will appreciate that, because ain't going to be no getting kicked out of heaven like Satan got kicked out. You ain't going to get there. that's how that going to go. You know, and God ain't going through this again. This is going to be the end of this stupid. Okay, that's what it should be. It should be the last days of stupid. I got on my note the last days of sin. But you have to understand. You have to be cognizant. You have to have in your mind our nature. You know, we are a God class, small g, being. And that's tremendous. Tremendous, even though when you separate us and I the only term I can think of is you, when you lower us below God, still we are so high that it commands or demands that we have to go through this process to understand our faculties. So mean, really, you look at society right now, and you can see the necessity. There's so much rebellion toward God. I was watching an incident on the news. I haven't been watching much TV, but and the four kids in Chicago is just nutting up. That's because the parents are ignorant of the things of God. That's all that is. You'll see everything you see that's chaotic is the result of a generation, mostly my generation, ignorant or of the things of God. Because they did not give them to their children. They do not share them with their children. They're not praying for their children. As a result, Satan is playing with them all day. And then when something tragic, they say something strange like, why God let this happen? No. God printed in this, had his word printed and put in there the guidelines for how to have a peaceful, successful life. Amen. And he said, I mean, there's some things he highlighted in there, and you see illustrations throughout the Bible, because there's a development of our spirit that's a great necessity. Okay, it ain't the way we want it to be, and that's what the problem is. People don't want it. They want God to be the Burger King, not the King of Kings. Then you're not going to have it your way. The whole point of this is for us to recognize that he is God, because you're going to have tremendous capability. All right. So let me read this right quick. It says, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall the sign of thy coming be of the end of the world or the age? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take no heed that no man deceive you. Man, that's a message right there. Deception comes in so many forms. Many shall come in my name, saying I'm Christ, and then shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Diverse mean many. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, if you want to know what the difference is, if he said that's the beginning, you got to really start reading in the book of Revelation chapter 5. Read through there slow, because it's ugly. It gets uglier as it progresses from 5 to 19, where it culminates into Armageddon, which is when Jesus physically, visibly comes back with us to take over the planet. And I mean, it's going to be an instant wipeout. It's going to be ugly times ugly. I mean, you can't even imagine it, you know. But anyway, so last time we talked a little bit about, we had already a few weeks ago got to Revelation chapter 8. And that is something, the Apophis asteroid, which is headed this way now. I'm hearing more about people moving out of California. They're giving all kind of reasons, talking about the economy. Listen, rich folk ain't worried about no economy, but they ain't dummies either. You know, they're moving to Florida, they move from one rich neighborhood to another. I got news for them. If you don't get right with Christ, there ain't going to be no safety there. Some of them just not cleaning up a mess from the rainstorm they just recently had. See, and that's the other thing. You have to understand that you do have prince authority over the prince of the power of the air. And if you don't know how to use it, if you're not in position to use it, you can't move. No, ain't no safe place on this planet. Ain't no safe place, but I don't want to get a lot of... anyway, so we talked about that. That's called worm in the... Book of Revelation chapter 8 is called Wormwood, amen, and I found out about it in 1998, somehow NASA found out about it later, but anyway, all right, then in Revelation chapter 9, now, you know, talk about the kings of the east, both 9 and chapter 16, you know, China right now has the world's largest navy. Now, how functional it is, I don't know. You know how that is. But I do know that they Satan still plants that ignorance in their mind that they can rule the world. You know, they don't believe the Bible. The Bible is the truth, okay? That's how it's going to come out, okay? They're going to be the last army to fight in Armageddon. They're going to be going after Israel and other nations, and that's when Jesus is going to step in with us, and they're going to get wiped out, all right? So I don't even have to be concerned about that. Then we got into Revelation chapter 11 with the two witnesses, and I talked about the fact that for that event to occur as it is described, and I think we should read that, that it could not happen without the technology that exists today. In other words, you needed satellite television system in order for that to occur, because when they get killed, these two witnesses, might well read it. Amen. Okay, reading in Revelation chapter 11, verse 4. These are the two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemy. I know somebody like that got breath like that. But anyway, forgive me for that. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. Anyway, and these have power to shut up heaven so that no rain falls on the day in the days of their prophecy. They're going to be preaching the word. So there will be people getting saved. Now, this is my opinion, that it'd be Gentiles that never heard the word. So I doubt if it'd be anybody in America, seriously. This is just my opinion, though. I ain't going to be there. We leave earlier. We leave in Revelation chapter 4, where it says, come up hither. We go to the seven-year to the seven-year feast. Anyway, and it says, and they have power over the waters to turn them into blood. And if you ever had seen old blood, smelled old blood, boy, you're talking about some stank. And to strike the earth with plagues as often as they desire. Think about what's going on. They're going to have Corona times 2000. I mean, it's going to be ugly times ugly. It says, and when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them. Now, anyway, war against them, overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And then the people from those tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put in the graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets had tormented them on the earth that dwell on the earth. It says, and after 3 days, after 3.5 days, the breath of life of God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon those that saw them, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. Okay? So they gone. That's it. But I want to reflect back on one thing here in verse 8. And it says, the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord was crucified. And it's really interesting. When you read, I like to research, and, you know, that's where we was trained. And that's why you always pray. Because God holds answers that, you know, we're learning things and see things now because we're at a different level, a different time, and time has elapsed, and events have elapsed, and experiences have increased. But anyway, the issue here was this city is, you know, it was a debate as to whether it was Rome or Jerusalem. Well, Jesus was not crucified in Rome, okay? Well, he was crucified in Jerusalem, all right? The Romans were there occupying. Okay, taking over. They had took over. All right, but what is noted here? What I want to bring out here is why they chose. The reason is it tells you that the spiritual level of Jerusalem at that time had degraded, you know, to a level of the Sodomites, and Egypt, which was like part of it. It was like Las Vegas and New York together. It was like France, like Paris, and you know, it just diminished. Well, that's Satan throughout history. Sex, money, and drugs has been his thing throughout history. All the way throughout here. I did a research on drugs once, and I was surprised that they went back 4003 B.C. That's pretty much the beginning of time. You know, he quickly taught them how to do that dumb stuff, man. And they, you know, they would call it potions and all that kind of stuff, but it wasn't nothing but drugs, all right? But it you can see this now. I was watching this. And it's something, when you watch secular TV, or I would say I was watching a secular documentary on Israel, and I could see that, you know, because really you don't think of Israel as a place where you see the young women walk around with multicolored hair. But this girl had rings in her nose. She looked like she lived in Detroit, you know. And they, when you're young, you think that's cool because you think you're saying your message is I'm on my own. No, you ain't. And you know, they say they want to be different, but they look like everybody else that's doing the same thing. It amazed me, you know, different. And you know, generally now these days, if you want to be different, do the right thing. You will be different. But it shows the moral degradation that occurred there. But that also lends to the fact of why all the trial came. Now, one of the other aspects, we go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and that's where we got into who he who will now let us till he be taken out of the way. But anyway, in verse 7, it says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Now, we know that's Holy Spirit. I pretty much know that that's that. That's what I believe. If you don't, well, anyway, don't get left behind. That's all I can tell you. All right? And it said, the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth. We may touch on that. That's in Revelation chapter 19 when Jesus comes. Like I said earlier, that's what Armageddon is about. That's when he gets smoked. This is the Antichrist. Okay, you got Antichrist all over the planet, always have been, you know. But and somebody brought out something that was really, really interesting. I'm not really that deep off into the history as to the way they were, but throughout history, you do have these consistency of Antichrist types, you know, throughout history, you know, even during that time, you had Nero, you know, but that's because why? You still had a devil, you know. Again, his role, it help identify, it's like I forgot what they call that tool in pharmacy that they separate the pills with, but that's what it is. It's like a sickle. It separates. Satan separates. See, God knows who's following him. He put his word out there. His people follow his will. Jesus said, my people know my voice and will not follow another. So, you know, a lot of people, I listen to what they say, and it tells me where they are. Now, that just really tells me what to pray about, which is all I can do is pray that God give them a revelation. All right. But the point is, let's get back here. So you got this idolatry. I mean, idolatry is so common. This is what is behind the next economic downfall. Now, I want to go to Revelation chapter 13. So now this guy here, the Antichrist, okay, is going to be in control of the world. They're going to vote him in. I think they already did that, but he cannot take, now that's the other thing, that he who will now let us, That's another reason I believe we have to leave before he can fully manifest, because I can pray and stop him, and God gonna answer the prayer. So in order for that to happen, God got to take us out of the planet. You know, there are people that don't believe that, and I was told, God, honor your faith. If you don't believe you should leave with the rapture, you won't. Like, hey, if you don't want to come, I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah, don't play God, I'm telling you. Don't think one way, because I've met people that think they can think negative, speak negative, but because God promised positive, that's what's going to happen. But that if it don't happen, then they don't feel so bad. I actually had a person tell me that. I mean, I'm like, really? You know, again, Satan has had 6,000 years to learn our psychology, and he's good at manipulating people. Yeah, he's been very good at that. All right. Now, we're going to go to Revelation chapter 13. I'm not going to go through all of it because, you know, there's no need to. Like I said, I'm just skipping through this because I'm more focused on where we are about the technology and the signs of the times, more so than the book of Revelation is a very deep book. There are some great books out on it now. And I'm like, again, I've been at this for 45 years, and a lot of the books, the information in there now, one is that there's more revelation, but we have more to observe from because we can see these things. Again, I saw the advent of the cable television system, but the satellite television system it's gone a long way. I remember the first satellite when there was only one satellite in the universe. Now there are millions of them out there. I think they launch satellites every day, you know. You could probably have your own personal satellite. But anyway, now, this is still dealing with the Antichrist because he is going to run the shot. He's going to call the shots. And I'm going to get down to a pretty well-known scripture down near the end. I'm going to start at verse 15. It says, and he was granted power to give the breath of breath to the image of the beast. That image of the beast should both speak and cause many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands and their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number of a man, his number is 666. And throughout history, they've been trying to name people with that. You know, he ain't showed up. He can't show up until Christians are taken out of the earth. But anyway, the key factor is in verse 17. It says that no one might buy or sell except him who has the mark of the beast. All right. They have recently released in America, beginning with major banks and businesses, called the Central Bank Digital Currency. You can check this out on the internet. It's called FedNow, and it'll give you all the details. They've been working on this. They just concluded recently a 12-week interbank test, for banks to communicate. They're going to reduce the number of banks. And, you know, I remember back in 1969 when I first started working, and I go to bank to cash my check on Friday, and there were 12 tellers in there, and the lines of people. Now you don't see that, you know. You got banks, you go in, and you see a person on the camera screen, if you see a human. They no longer have employees in there. They just have somebody, you know, with a background probably sitting at home. But, you know, that's how they handle business now. It may have a few people in case you need a notary. That's a good business sideline to get into, I guess. But to achieve this, no man might buy or sell, you have to eliminate personal access to money. And that could not have happened back in that time. It's not possible. And that was written in 96 A.D. But now that's possible. I mean, you already know you got a card, and forget, you know, COVID wasn't the mark of the beast. No, it ain't. Because listen, if they was going to chip you, they wouldn't have done it with an announcement like COVID. Because they know everybody run up in there and get a flu shot. Listen, there is a chip small enough to be injected into you, okay? I learned this about 15 years ago because they had tried it out over there in Europe, and the people were getting sick because their body was rejecting it because of what they had to coat the chip with in order for it to be in your bloodstream. You can check that out. Look, do some research on nanotechnology, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, it's amazing what they can do. See, and these are things that tell me also that we are in the last days. As when they was talking about the beast, it said that he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. That's your artificial intelligence. Now, I've always heard that. I believe that. You know, man doesn't have the spirit capability, but he does have electronic capability, and you can see where that's advancing and how big it has become. Satan understand that stuff. He didn't have to go to MIT to study it. I mean, he's allowed to use existing materials. He is God over everybody that is not under Jehovah God. That means everybody that has not received Christ. See, this is why you have to get saved. This is why you have to get born again. Everybody that has not been born again is still under Satan's authority. Okay? Matter of fact, let me read this. I found this commentary. It's like 1,500 years old, but it says, it's simple. You probably heard this before. The God of this world has blinded their minds. They're under the influence of the power of the devil, who is called the God of this world. And elsewhere, the prince of this world. I mean, that's common for most of us. We understand that. But again, even to understand that comes from a revelation. This is why it's important right now for you to pray every day. Just pray. You know, the video portion that I'm doing in the back of me is always a picture of the map. Well, I pray for them people, but I don't know nobody over there. I know one person. I know one person in Japan. I know a few people, a couple people in France, you know, that have gone over there. But for the most part, I don't know. Even them, I know. I don't know what they need. We don't talk on a regular basis, okay? But when I pray in the spirit, he knows, see? And you have to learn that when he wants you to pray. And I'm learning some things. I'm really learning some things lately, but late, I mean, better than never. So this is where we are, because that's the starting block for getting people saved. You know, people don't know how powerful that little symbol, Lord, when they say bless Richard, how powerful that is, because God can't move. He set it up this way, okay? He gave man dominion, Genesis 1:26. So when man makes a request, God answers. See, I make the decision whether or not to hear from the Lord. But do that, your little big cost, okay? Again, like I said, they went live with the central bank digital currency, CBDC, that's what they're calling it, April 1st. So it's active. And, you know, we all been expecting the cashless society. Nigeria, the nation of Nigeria, recently outlawed all paper money. So if you don't have the digital currency, you hit, and they started nutting up and rioting, but what they gonna do? You don't even have control of your money. What, you gonna make it happen? You can try, but it is. You know what it is people really don't want the Bible to be the truth. They're seeing it. They're like, no, that's what the Bible said. That can't be true. No, that's what the Bible said, and it is the truth, period. You can fight, kick, sweat, spit, everything you want to do. It's the truth. But see, and that's the good part is, Jesus, remember, he said, when you see all this stuff happening, be happy, because I'm happy, because I'm telling you, because he said your redemption, when they come, I'm coming to pick you up, hallelujah, your redemption, amen, about to cash in, hallelujah, but all right, so this is the thing, we're seeing all this happen at such a rapid rate, I mean, and it's speeding up, they can't wait to take authority, you know, y'all may remember a certain presidential candidate, you know, just anti-Christians, we're going to have to take a seat back, you know. They're going to have to give up some of their deep-seated religious belief. Eh, please. They don't have no clue what's about to be turned loose on this planet. All right. So, we know that's coming. So, let's, if you want to know what's going to happen, that's what's coming. I was going to touch on one issue, but it ain't that important, you know. And that was about the 144,000. They're going to be preaching the gospel big time, you know. And again, when you read, there are lots of great books out on this stuff in the last days. You got to know what it is that time. And if you're not happy about that, you might want to reevaluate. Are you focused on the things of God? Because whatever you do, nothing right now that exists, nothing you're doing is going to be here. I mean, I want to win U.S. Nationals, okay? But if the Lord say, well, I tell you what, you can win the U.S. Nationals or you can leave. I'm like, I'm gone. Care about this stuff, just earth refabricated. That's all it is. A car is earth refabricated. A house is earth refabricated. Money is earth refabricated. It's fake. It started by Cain. It ain't real. It's idolatry. It can be idolatry. If it's more important than God, it's idolatry. Okay? As long as you have balance, you can have what you want. He said, gave us all things to enjoy. You know? I've always pretty much known that I was going to be the generation to see the end come in, okay? And you got to watch what's going on because they're going to go to some new levels. Now, again, I must warn you, there is going to be this dump of prosperity. I know they're talking about the economy going to collapse, but again, you got to see, there's another thing that you don't know, or if you've been watching me, you do know, that there's money coming into this country that they haven't cut off yet. They're closing all the offshore banks. This is the only country. The cutoff may be now that they've gone forth with the central business digital, central bank digital currency. Jesus. I hope I don't bite my tongue on that. The cutoff point maybe, but that money is there. See, again, I ain't going to get into the conspiracy theory aspect. All right. So we didn't talk about that part, the bad news. One other thing I want to talk about, you know, just to give you a little encouragement not to get left behind. Anyway, I was reading Revelation 16:20, and that's going to be the last of the bad news. Well, it's bad news if you're going to stay behind. Yeah, Revelation 16:20, it says, and then an island. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. There was no hiding places. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of hail, H-A-I-L, hail, since the plague was exceedingly great. You know, and I looked it up, and they say they weighed 57 pounds apiece. Now, I've seen baseball-sized hail, and I've seen what it done to property and cars. I mean, it was like bullets and stuff hitting. Imagine 57-pound hail dropping down. That's got, oh, man. This is the deep part. There's a verse in there that said that death hid. So here you get your head smashed with a 57-pound of hail, hot ice dropped from heaven and coming down at about about 90 miles an hour, and you can't even die. You just laying there in misery. Man, please. It is no way. Nothing here could make me stay and go through that, try to get through that. That's what a lot of Christians think. They can play around and, well, you know, if I miss the rapture, well, then I get straight. No. Because, one, you go back to 2 Thessalonians, God talks about sending a delusion to them who loved not the truth. Love not the truth. That's key. You have to understand what that means. They loved. That means they had the truth. See, sinners never had it. They didn't receive it, but they never had it. And this is just my theological analysis of that for Christians. Because, one, you're going to be very identifiable. There won't be no, like now, just like now, a demon can't have authority over me. During that time, they will. Just like now, even though they can spot me, they don't have authority over me. But after the rapture, you matched. And it's not like they're going to abuse you. Them FEMA camps that people are concerned about, that's where they're going to stack all the Christians. And they're going to make them, and they're going to enslave them. I mean, and then there's the aspect of World War III. Again, I don't know. I won't be here. They either going to drop the missiles directly on the cities, or they're going to EMP them and knock out all the power, put it back to the Stone Age pretty much, and enslave the people. Because I'm telling you, you're dealing with a demon, a devil that had no love for you. You know, and if you were a Christian, man, you're like the Jews doing Nazi Germany. I'm telling you, you, it ain't worth it. Whatever sin you think is worth going through all that, I guarantee you it ain't even close. It has no value. It can't be that value. Some sex, please. Really? Some money? No. I'm telling you, 7 years, and God ain't gonna like, all right, it's like, you didn't did it. It's been 60 days. You had enough. No, it's gonna be the entire 7 years, the entire. And if you survive that, you see what it said there in Revelation, that they blaspheme God because of what he had been putting on them. That's just one plague. That's one plague. They're going to get seven, and they're going to be horrible. Shoot, man, that's crazy. All right. Now let's look at the other side of this thing. And let's go to Revelation chapter 21. Hallelujah. Now, this is what it's actually all about. Now, I understand when you get to Revelation chapter 21 what has happened. All right? You had the creation of man. You had the fall of man. You had the resurrection of man, the restoration of man. Bottom line, at this period, they done got through the tribulation period and the 1,000-year reign of Christ, okay? Now, mind you, now during the 1,000 years of Christ on earth, that period of time is unimaginable now. It is, I believe, because it exists, it has to serve a purpose, because if it was just a total period of relaxation, we could go to this period, which is in Revelation chapter 21. And let me read this. And he says, now this is John talking. He says, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Now, me and God are going to talk about that. Because I like water. I do like sea. And one of my things to do is yet still buy a boat, you know. And I don't know, but I know he got some what these folk with that James Webb telescope said, there's some almost fully water planets out there. So, you know, I might have to visit the old school, you know, because sailing is fun. I don't know if you ever been out on a boat. You know, I have people tell me they're scared. Christians tell me they're scared. Christians should be scared of nothing. You got life after life insurance. What are you scared of? And you can control the atmosphere. Learn how to pray. Learn how to command angels. Learn what they do. Matter of fact, pray for me because I'm about to release a book, my book on that. It's a short book. because this is a how to do it book. It's like, okay, it ain't about naming paraphims and seraphims and all that. It's about how do you get them to do what you need done, because people need that. Too many people getting killed. It said, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice saying from heaven, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in them, and they shall be his people. Woo, by my mind. God himself will be with them and be their God. You know, this separation, this mystical mystery. Sometimes, you know, you want to hear from God, and sometimes he it amazed me. I don't know how it works. I got some guesstimations, but sometimes you're like, Lord, I need to hear you. Last week, I need to make a decision right quick, and I need to hear right quick. And then, you know, and it's like, dun, 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 dun. You know. But that's going to end. And it's going to be marvelous. And you can't even imagine how exhilarating that's going to be, because we've never experienced that. It says, amen. And I've heard that the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no more nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, if it's done, I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit it. All things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son and daughter. I want sister thinking they got left out. You know, and that's, again, the death factor's gone. So, again, the behavior modification program that goes on is what this whole life is about. You know, Satan could have played a different role. He could have been just like the spirit in what's that? 1 Kings chapter 22 that deceived the prophets of Baal. But see, he went at the behest of God. Satan just gonna do what he want to do, and you see that characteristic in people throughout the Bible. They don't want to do what God say do, how he say do it, and that's challenging in life. And that's what this life is about, because, again, you got to take a look. Look at the basics of life, and you can see the extraordinary use of power by your spirit. To be able to hear what I'm saying, you have to be able to the rate at which you calculate the vibrations of in the airways to comprehend the words that I'm saying. Is awesome in and of itself, because your brain is working at a really rapid rate. I mean, in your spirit, it's a process, your spirit to your brain, to your brain to your spirit. See, and you just have to be careful that your brain don't put some stuff in your spirit that don't need to be there. You got to balance that out. And that only can happen with knowledge of the Word of God. That is what we are going through. Again, during that 1,000-year period, that everything, a lot of things that exist now, people that can't walk will walk. People that can't talk will talk. People that can't see will see. People that can't hear will hear. There will be no. And that ain't even the new heaven and new earth. That's the 1,000 years on this one. It goes from better to better. You know, it's something. You'll be able to travel the universe, so don't worry about it. Say, I haven't traveled nowhere. Who said you had? There ain't no right there. You know, that was a time people thought the earth was flat. There's some people that still think the earth is flat. I was I learned the Bible say don't argue with an idiot, so I don't. I don't, you know, I could care less. Why waste your mind time with such goofiness? But anyway, all these maladies that we deal with, cold and winter, where cold can have a negative effect, it won't have that effect. It's worth going through. You know, people think that the ultimate of life is to live in a house with more room than you need. Nah, you know what, if I had a 50-room mansion, trust me, my house would look like a hotel. There'd be people running in and out of there, I probably wouldn't even know who was who. But I could not have no 50-room mansions and 49 of them empty, and I had relatives. No, that was the whole point of the mansion. That was the origin of the mansion, was families lived in one big house together, generations. Now, see, that's when the generation, three and four generations in one household made sense. You know, if people want to be off to their private self, that's all good. But them rooms, if you ever been in one of them old houses, they so solid, you could be in one room hollering and screaming, and they couldn't even hear you. They don't make houses like that. Now you can hear somebody snoring in the next room. My house is like that. My wife loves it because she can't hear me when I'm snoring. But this is where we going. See, this is the culmination. This is the culmination. I got to get this in. And we got to go to Revelation chapter 22. I got to get that in. Hallelujah. Look at this in verse 2. 22:2. Well, I'm going to read 1. And in verse 21, Revelation 22:1, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God, okay, that'll work, amen, and of the Lamb. And in the middle of the street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, and I love fruit, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves were for the healing of the nations. Now, I guesstimate on what that believes. Because I still don't know exactly sure what's going to happen with the Gen 2 people that come through the tribulation period. Now, let me explain Gen 2. Okay, first generation man is Adam to Jesus, did not have the Holy Spirit except prophet, priest, and king. All right. Second generation man is after Christ. Amen. He sent back the Holy Spirit, and now when those that receive Christ have the Holy Spirit. That's a different level of authority and power in the earth. It's also redemption. That's also belonging to God specifically. That's also how you get eternal life in the kingdom of God as long as you walk upright before him. Third gen man is what happens when a person dies or when the rapture comes and we become the fullness of life like Christ. After that, he was able to teleport. John chapter 20, verse 19 and 26, and Acts 8:39, where Philip teleported. People want to debate that because it's just so audacious that their mind just can't receive it. But again, you got to look at the fact that we left our parents, 100 million sperm went into our mother, and at the DNA level, if you ever watch one of the programs about DNA, think about that. You didn't even have to go to college to get that information. Your spirit, knew how to do that. That is what God is trying to get us to see, that we have some tremendous capacity. Our technology and our evolution and our advancement in technology isn't so much that we're brilliant, it's a revelation of why we need to have the discipline of God. Anytime me is so ignorant as to think that cow farts endanger our earth, you know, that shows you they don't have no clue. God has had cows on the earth even since Adam. And if he put them there, he knew they were right to be here. And then now you got these people, see, so they want to rule the world. I'm going to tell you, with all them billionaires is building Satan's sanctuary, that was one area I didn't cover, but, amen, they're rebuilding the temple. And I don't want to get into that. That doesn't matter. If you want to look up the Third Temple, just so you know, that's another major marker. The Third Temple and training of Levi priests on YouTube. You'll learn something. See, all these are, again, end-time markers. But, so all this technology, Satan going to gather them together, and then he going to take all their power, the money, and authority, just like everybody else. They ain't nothing to him. They have no idea how cruel this guy is. Satan is Adolf Hitler times 1,000. He's evil. Evil incarnate. Believe me. See, because he's going to appease the people. To appease the people, he's going to take their money and give it to them. That's what's behind, quote, socialism, communism. That's his marker, see? Take and give. But this time, he's going to go all out with it, see? Because he's going to want them to worship him as God. And people are going to get sucked into that, okay? So this is where we are in time. And it's a good thing. But again, it's because of our nature that God sends us through this process, and we really learn to master two things. Love God, that affects all our decisions. Our decisions go reflect back what we think, how this will impact God in our relationship, and love our neighbor. And that affects God in our relationship. How I treat my neighbor. Do I believe God want me to treat them? Because when I have to pray for somebody that I think should be burned and all, you know, I got to go through an arrangement process. I got to bring my spirit into subjection, clear my mind out, clear my heart out, and then proceed with the process, because prayer is not effective without love. God is love. You got to understand, we are his agents on the earth to reach his love in the earth. He's put his love in us. That's who Holy Spirit is. And he can't be released unless we are in alignment with his word. So I can't just pray, you know, Lord, bless them because they stupid as all get out and they need your help bad. No, I have to really bring my mind into what God's objective is. He sees the broken person, because the broken person lacks the ability to access the right information that's in their spirit in order to coordinate their behavior to behave in a manner acceptable to God so he can bless them. It's a process. That's what this life is about. It ain't about it. God ain't just, he didn't design prayer to create a religious aspect of life. Prayer is a way of teaching us how to walk in love, how to live in love as he desires. That's what it's all about, saints. All this is about that, because he's thinking of how we're going to interact. Because if I'm right, okay, let's look at this. Remember we read in Revelation chapter 22, and it talked about 22 verse 2, and the tree leaves were for the healing of the nations. So somebody's going to be there that need healing. All right? Now, if you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says we are incorruptible. That's what, when you're sick, your body is corrupted. Get that. See, so I don't know. So, but then we're going to have a generation. Now, God said that Abraham's seed going to be at the sand of the sea. That, the amount of Jews, even Akhenazims, on the whole planet, aren't that, we can count them. So if there's a number that can't be counted, that means they haven't been produced yet. See, so there's going to be that interaction. Now, I'm just guesstimation here. I don't really care. You know, if God transitioned everybody to third year, as long as I get there, I'm good. And I don't care who comes, because I know they're going to have, I know whoever makes it ain't going to be a hater. Haters are going to be gone. No haters allowed. Zero hate. Zero, 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 zero. Okay? So either I can't lose on this deal, but at the same time, see, they won't have to go to Walgreens like, you know, you can't get your medication because of supply chain issues, you know. So that may be there for them, because it ain't going to be for me, because I've been made immortal and incorruptible. Now, you know, and I really would appreciate anybody that has any information otherwise. Send me an email at 7, the number 7, trainingday@gmail.com. and share your thoughts. I won't criticize you. I won't even argue with you, but have some scripture, you know. To me, I'm just curious because, Dad, I know some great men of God that say they don't know what that means. I think it speaks for us. I heard a man of God say yesterday, when you know the sense, seek no other. I mean, that's all I can see that for. If I know I'm made incorruptible and immoral, I won't be needing Walgreens. So somebody going to be needing these leaves for the tree because, you know, Israel, like I said, they rejected Christ. But I don't, it's a lot of things about them I don't think we understand or know. Well, you know. But anyway, so we do know that there will be survivors of the tribulation. Because those are the same people that at the end of Revelation chapter 19 get tempted by Satan when he's turned loose. He's locked up during the 1,000 years, and then he's turned loose. So now he's not going to corrupt me because ain't no, you have to be the idiot of the idiots to have been 999 years living a totally, completely free life, knowing that you're going to go to the new Jerusalem and new earth, new heaven, and you're going to let Satan tempt you for what? That you can overthrow God? Then come on. Now, I'm the 15%er mindset now, and I know that can't be. How you going to be at 100% in your mind and be that dumb? I just can't. I don't know. Because people get power, they act strange. I've seen that throughout life. You've seen it throughout life. We make movies about people. They go for Adolf Hitler. He went from nothing to a power, and then he just went crazy. So it might be. I just know where it ain't going to be. You know? I'm going to be on the fighting end. I'm going to be on the winning end. But anyway, so, amen. So to begin that, to hope you make that journey, just pray this prayer with me. Lord God in heaven, I believe the Bible is your word. I believe you are the true and the living God. I don't understand it all, but I'm going to step out in faith. I believe that we were all born in sin. And right now I acknowledge that fact, and I ask forgiveness for my sin. And I ask you, I believe you sent your son, Jesus, to die for our sin. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and to save me now. And I say it with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that I am saved, I am born again. And if you're backslidden, just ask God to forgive you. 1 John 1:9, he said, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. If you don't feel you need counseling, just talk between you and God. If you think you need counseling, then talk to a man of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, did my duty. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something. And just remember this. Prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love. And God is love. Shalom.
Oh, I like to use my brain for you and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh, love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me out 'cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of my best. On the truth in me, you light up my heart with possibility. I'm getting everything I need, 'cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, 'cause you're giving everything I need. Ay, 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 ay. No, this Choose.